North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large, newly built submarine, according to state agency KCNA, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapon systems of the new submarine, which was built under his special attention and will be operational in the waters off the East Coast, according to KCNA. As Washington braces for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week, the Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official at the Justice Department said the letter is responsible or response to a query by Mueller made earlier this month seeking guidance on handling questions that address privileged information. The letter also says the department agrees with Mueller's stated opinion that his appearing before Congress in person is not necessary. Nevertheless, on Wednesday, he will take lawmakers' questions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday, and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of people, and this is VOA News, thousands of people poured into the streets of San Juan on Monday in protest aimed at forcing Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello to resign over offensive chat messages. The latest scandal to hit a bankrupt, struggling island to recover from deadly 2017 hurricanes. Yahira Yaquez reports.
The demonstrations come a day after Governor Ricardo Rossello said he will not run for re-election next year, but stopped short of resigning. Outside the governor's palace, activists listened on their phones as Rossello gave his speech, which only added fuel to the fire.
If Ricky won't quit, we won't quit either. We're on this. We're going to be present. We're not leaving until he leaves.
The governor is embroiled in a scandal over leaked chats that showed Rossello and top aides exchanging homophobic and sexist text messages. Hundreds of pages were released, unleashing simmering resentment over the governor's handling of devastating hurricanes in 2017, alleged corruption in his administration, and the island's bankruptcy process.
Anger continues to grow in Hong Kong over an attack on pro-democracy protesters by suspected gangsters that left dozens of people injured. A cell phone video on social media shows white-clad assailants alleged to be triad gangsters attempting to attack commuters with pipes and poles at a Hong Kong subway station on Thursday. U.S. President Trump met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office Monday, where they discussed talks aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. Mr. Trump said the Pentagon continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan very slowly and very safely. He said if he had wanted to use force, the United States could have won the war quickly.
I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
And Khan has long campaigned against the use of military force to resolve the conflict there. Pakistani officials are hoping Khan and Mr. Trump will personally bond and help repair the relationship between the Islamabad and Washington. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America, VOA 1.